This is Kelly Blewett. I'm joined tonight by Kimberly Witten, the Marketing Communication Coordinator for the Great Parks of Hamilton County. Welcome, Kimberly.
Thank you very much.
Now, there's a lot to say about what's happening at the local parks this summer. Can you start off by just telling us the scope of the parks of Hamilton County?
Absolutely. Great Parks of Hamilton County is made up of 21 parks and preserves throughout the entire county. It's 17,000 acres of green space. 85% of that is actually natural areas like meadows, prairies, wetlands. So it's pretty vast. We're actually the largest landowner in Hamilton County. And a lot of that is just parks for people to enjoy.
And out of those 21 parks and preserves, which are the most often attended?
Sharon Woods, definitely. Winton Woods and Miami Whitewater. A couple other ones are Woodland Mound, Shawnee Lookout, Lake Isabella. So, I mean, it goes on and on.
And can you tell us a little bit about the Great Parks Days that are getting ready to get going here?
Absolutely. Great Parks Days is an opportunity for us to kind of thank our Hamilton County residents for all their support of our parks. In order to do that, we're offering free everything for the most part. Free entry, because normally you would need a $10 motor vehicle permit or $3 for daily. We're going to have free rentals at the harbor, so that includes like paddle boats and rowboats, so you can take the kids fishing and have all kinds of fun.
This is at Winton Woods.
Actually, the next one's going to be at Miami Whitewater. We're also going to have live concerts there, too. And then the one after that is actually at Winton Woods, Glenwood Gardens, which I know you had mentioned earlier is kind of one of your favorites. And then also at Meadowlinks and Golf Academy and Parkey's Farm. It's just a great opportunity to get people outdoors, enjoying all the free activities that we have. Even some golf will be free, too. We do have 7 golf courses, which not everybody knows about either, which is all across the county. We're going to have the climbing wall at Winton Woods. It's actually presented by our Great Parks Foundation. So they're going to be raffling off some goodies like Apple Watch, camping experiences, things like that. So that'll be a lot of fun, too. But the one at Miami Whitewater is actually coming up July 2nd. And then the one at Winton Woods, Glenwood Gardens, is actually August 6th. So we have 2 more coming up. We've already had 2, 1 in May and 1 in June. I think it's just a great opportunity for everybody to get together, connect with each other, connect with the parks. So it's very exciting.
Now, as you said, I'm a huge fan of Glenwood Gardens.
Right.
And for some of our listeners who might not know what Glenwood Gardens offers to young kids, I wondered if you could just kind of give a little glimpse, because it was just a gem that I did not know about whenever I came back.
Right. A lot of people don't know that it's located behind the Kroger on Springfield Pike in Woodlawn. Glenwood Gardens is really well known for its Highfield Discovery Garden, which is a children's garden that I wish existed when I was younger, because it is so cool. You walk in, there's a tea garden, there's the discovery tree that kids can climb in and interact with. We've got a train that you can interact with the buttons and make it go around the track. And we got a butterfly garden, so there, a lot of the plants there attract the butterflies, so the kids get to interact with the butterflies. We have a workshop there, so a lot of our naturalists do a lot of their nature programs with the kids there. It's just amazing. I mean, you walk in, it's like a whole other world. It's great. So on August 6th, that's a good opportunity to be able to go out to Glenwood Gardens and experience all that for free.
And in addition to all of these Great Parks Days, I understand that the Parks is working in collaboration with the YMCA.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're actually offering Try It fitness classes with YMCA of Greater Cincinnati. We've been doing this for a couple years now, and we're kind of ramping it up and offering more opportunities for people. And that includes fitness classes. Those are going to be on Tuesday evenings at Winton Woods. And then we're also offering yoga classes. And those are on Thursday evenings at Sharon Woods. So the fitness classes, it's a variety that you're going to get at Winton Woods. And it's all outdoors. So cool. Zumba, belly dancing. They do a boot camp, Pilates. So if there's something you haven't tried, it's a great opportunity to do that. It's free. It does require a motor vehicle permit to get in the park, but the actual programs are free. And then the yoga classes on Thursdays are really cool too. I had no idea that there are so many different types of yoga. They have gentle yoga, yoga stretch, chair yoga, power yoga. So it's just like, wow, it runs the gamut. Those are all going on right now through the end of August.
And to counterbalance all of these fitness opportunities, there's also some chances to get together and eat.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Friday Night Grillouts are like one of our most popular events. It's at Lake Isabella. You basically leave the cooking to us. You know, we grill out right there. There's cold beer, live music on the dock there overlooking the lake at Lake Isabella. So that's going on every Friday through September 2nd from 5 to 8, and the music is from 6 to 8. The playground will be open. Our boathouse will be open if you want to get some fishing gear or anything like that. So you'll be able to go fishing if you want. So it's out in the Loveland Indian Hill area. So you have to check it out. And actually, one of them is really special. June 24th, we actually host a Great Parks Backyard Campout. So a unique opportunity to be able to camp at Lake Isabella because there's no designated camping. But you get to camp there. They have all these activities. Typically, REI's there. We'll also be having the grill out. So it's just a big, fun evening, and everybody gets to stay the night. And so it goes quick, too. Those spots do. So keep an eye out for that.
Is that something you reserve online?
Yes, absolutely. And it's free. So it's like first come, first serve, and you go. Yeah, so it's a lot of fun.
And another option for eating around the park is the summer dinner series. And I understand that one is coming up in late July with Thane Maynard.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The summer dinner series, there's some unique ones that are coming up. Actually, the next one is with a hypnotist. It's called TJ Rivers' Comedy Hypnosis Show, and that's actually June 25th. Another one of the dinner series coming up is July 30th, which is the one you mentioned about Thane Maynard. He's going to talk about all of his very interesting encounters at the Cincinnati Zoo with all the different animals. And then we have the last one, August 27th. It's actually a Broadway live musical by IO Productions. The summer dinner series, there's three more left. You get a buffet, cash bar, live entertainment, you know, adult fun for a random evening that you want to go out, so...
Well, this is a lot of really fun information that we skimmed over pretty quickly, and I know that we were also going to briefly mention a live concert series that is happening every Saturday through the end of August.
We've ramped it up again this year, so we've got even more opportunities to enjoy some live music. We have Saturday concerts. They're sponsored by Miller Lite, and those are actually going to be at different parks like Miami Whitewater, Winton Woods, Sharon Woods. We got bands like Robin Lacey and DeZydeco, Cincinnati Brass Band, U.S. Community Band. So a lot of fun there. And then Thursday concerts. On top of the Saturday concerts, we have Thursday concerts presented by Village of Woodlawn. Those are going to be at Glenwood Gardens. There's three nights that are going to be there. Yeah, it's another opportunity to go to Glenwood. And then Cincinnati Pops Orchestra is returning to Miami Whitewater again this year. Very popular event. Presented by the Great Parks Foundation. It's June 29th, so it's a Wednesday, June 29th, 8:15. And it is just amazing because you're overlooking the lake at Miami Whitewater. The stage is right in front of you. You're surrounded by nature and music. It's gorgeous.
This sounds completely wonderful. Is there anything else that you wanted to look at and add before we have to close our interview here?
I did want to throw something in, which is coming up July 1st. We're having our great Cincy Strides. It's a new initiative that we've come up with, and it's a great opportunity to get out. It encourages people to get out and walk and exercise. And it doesn't have to be in great parks. It can be in their neighborhood along the sidewalk. It can be on some other trail. But there's a way that they can go to our website and track all the miles they do. And it's a 12-month program, and they get badges, and you can earn incentives for all the miles that you accomplish. So great opportunity there. It goes through June 30th, 2017. It's kind of at your own pace, anywhere you want to go. So that's very cool.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Kimberly. I've been talking to Kimberly Witten, the Marketing Communication Coordinator for the Great Parks of Hamilton County, about upcoming events at the Great Parks of Hamilton County all summer. More information about these events can be found on our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. Thank you very much for joining us, Kimberly.
Thank you so much.
For Around Cincinnati, this is Kelly Blewett.